Today's daf is Nida Daf Samach. We left off on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. I thank Elisha again for giving the shir over Shabbos while I was away. And he left off at the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Tes Amid Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Henry Olinsky, Lizecha Nishmas, Marcel Weber, Alav HaShalom, Mordechai Ben Yoshua, Menachem Mendel, Alav HaShalom, who was Nifter on Tes Kislev, Neshama Shev and Aliyah. We thank Henry for the sponsorship. It's also sponsored by, once again, by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and we thank Dr. Landerer again for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So we are holding, we started the second to last parak of Shas yesterday, and we are holding the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah is going to discuss being tola a kesem in somebody else, meaning maybe a woman finds a stain, but she may not be the only woman in the vicinity. She may not be the only woman that the stain could have come from. So in which circumstances can you be tola the stain that maybe it came from someone else, or being tola it? And one of the factors that we're going to take into consideration as we go through this sugya is how damaging would it be to the other person to say it came from the other person, meaning what if the other person is not a Jew? So it doesn't really matter to them whether they're Tamei or not, because they can't become Tamei because they're not a Jew. So maybe that's less of a problem to be told in them. What if the person is in Nida anyway? So can you be told in them? The Gemara is going to discuss, okay, what if they're not in Nida? You see, if a Nida bleeds for one day, it's the same as a Nida bleeding for 2 days or 3 days. She could bleed the whole way through. She's only Tamei for 7 days. So if a woman's been in Nida anyway, to say that she's the source of the blood wouldn't affect her whatsoever. But what about a woman who's during the Yud Aleph Yemei Ziva? So the other woman's a Zava Katana already. This woman is Tahora. So to be told of the stain in the Zava Katana is making a woman who's Tamei more Tamei. Whereas to say that it came from this woman, from yourself, maybe would be taking someone who's Tahora and making her Tamei. So the Gemara is going to discuss whether we can apply a Taliyah in that case. We're also going to discuss the Sugya of Shnei Shvilim. The halacha is that if two people walk through their two paths, one path is Torah, the other path is Tamei, and people walk through each path, but we don't know which path each person went through, so the halachas, if they're both shoal, bebas achas, if they both ask at the same time, you're not allowed to say that they're shneim tahorim, even though it's a subject to mershus rabim, because one of them is definitely tameh, so we cannot paskin that they're both tahorim. So the Gemara is going to discuss what if what's the case? The Gemara is going to bring a case where they weren't both tahorim, one of them was tahorim, one of them was tameh. So then what do we say in the case of shnei shvilim? Can you be told that the Tumah in the Tameh person, which is obviously a very similar Shaila to what we're discussing here by Talios of Ksamim. We're also going to discuss whether you could be Tola in another woman who's only Tameh Mishum Kesem. She wasn't Becheskas Roa Dam Nida, she only had a stain. So can you be Tola that the Dam that you see is coming from the woman who was already Tameh anyway, but she was only Tameh as a result of a stain? Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about Tlias Kesem, when you find when there are three women b'mita achas in the same bed, so which one, and you find the stain somewhere on that bed, which one is going to be tameh, which ones are going to be tahar, and you know, follow up on that Mishnah in the Gemara. If a woman one of the women checks herself and finds dam, that the other woman could be tola in the kesem. So how much time after does she have to have found the dam in order for the other women to be tola that all of the blood came from this woman? So it's all about Talios in today's daf. So let's begin at the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Hishila Chaluka Linachris O Lenida. If a woman lent her garment to a non-Jewish woman or to a Nida, meaning someone who was already Tameh anyway, and then she got her garment back and she put it on, and it turns out there's a Kesem on it. Hare Zo Talaba. The one who's the owner of the garment can be Tola that it came from the Nida or the Goya, because it's not going to mess them up anyway, because their Goya is anyway Tahora, and Anita is anyway Tameya. Shalosh Nashim Shalosh Shukhalakechud. If you have three women who are all Tahoros that share a single garment, Oshiyashval Safsalechud, or they sat on the same bench that happens to be Makabal Tuma, Vinimtsal of Dam, and they find Dam on it, Kulan Tameos, all of them are Tamei Misafek, because each one has to assume that the Kesem may have come from them. Neither one could be Tola in the others, because why should you be Mekalkel somebody else? Why should you be Tola at someone else's expense? So you can't pin it on anybody else. al safsal shel even, but if they sit on a stone bench, oh, al yitztava, or a like a platform that's made out of stone and cement, shel merchatz, that they have by the bathhouse, that, and these things, what's unique about these items is that they are not mekabel tuma, and then you find dam on the safsal or on the yitztava. Rabbi Nechemia Metayer, Shay Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Kaldov Shay Mekabal Tumah, and Mekabal Ksamim. Rabbi Nechemia is Metayer because Rabbi Nechemia holds the rule we discussed the other day that anything that's not Mekabal Tumah is not Mekabal Ksamim. We're going to see Rabbi Nechemia derives this from Pasuk, is the Rabbi Nechemia learns this from Pasuk on Daf Samach and Beis, that a woman is not Tamim Shum Kesam that's found on something that's in Mekabal Tumah. So Tosos already discussed on Chesam and Aleph that the reason for Rabbi Nechemia is that since the thing that you find the Kesam on is Tahar, so they were never Gozer Tuma on the Ishar herself. The Rashba says that it could be the reason is that they were not Gozer, they were, the Chazal were only Gozer Ksamim in the case of something that's Matzoi, and it's not Matzoi, it's not at all common, it's a Milsul Shchiach to find a Kesam on something that's saying a Mekabel Tuma, and therefore they were never Gozer Ksamim in a situation that's a Milsul Delo Shchiach. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah said that if you lend your Chaluk, the garment to a Nachris, to a non-Jewish woman, and then you find a stain, you could be told her that it came from that nachris. What kind of nachris are we talking about? So Amar Rav, ben nachris haroa. We're talking about a nachris who's already old enough to be seeing dam nidus. That's when you can be told that the dam came from the nachris. Mimai, how do you know that we're talking about dafka, a nachris who's of the age to become a nida? Because dumya, the nida, because the Mishnah gave two examples of who you could have loaned your garment to, a nachris or a nida. Well, ma nida the kachazia, af nachris the kachazia. So apparently the two cases are meant to be similar to each other, and that in that, just like a nida is obviously someone who is already seeing dam, the nachris also has to be someone who's already seeing dam. So asks the Gemara on Rav from a Braisa. Rav Sheshes, ki naim v'shachiv Rav Amra la Shmaita. That Rav must have been half asleep when he said this teaching, that it's dafka e nachris haroa. This expression comes up in a number of places in Shas, that Rav Sheshes says this about Rav. He says it in Mesachs Yivamas, Mesachs Bobakab, Mesachs Bechoros. Rav Sheshes likes to accuse Rav of falling asleep on the job, and that Rav is always saying things when he is half asleep. So the Chafetz Yair has a famous tshuva in Siman Kufnun Beis where he discusses, isn't there an Isra of Anas Tvarim? Aren't you not allowed to say insulting things to other people? So why is it that Rav Sheshes says about Rav all the same terrible line every time that he's half asleep when he's learning? So he says, no, it doesn't mean it as an insult because after all, Divrei Chacham ben Nachas Nishmaim, Chacham are supposed to speak nicely. Yichvot Chavircha, Chavivalav Kishalcha, you're supposed to honor your friends as much as you're supposed to care about your friend's honor as much as you care about your own honor. No, says the Chafetz Yair, this was a great shevach that he was giving to Rav. He was saying, based on Rav's maila, it can't be that he would make such a mistake. So it must be that he was having a very bad day, that he must have been exhausted, he must have just gotten off a red eye or something, you know, that he wasn't functioning, because Rav is such a great Talmud Chacham, he wouldn't make mistakes like this. So it was a compliment. Okay, so whatever it was, but Rav Sheshes certainly disagreed with Rav. Why? D'tanya, we have a braisa that tells us as follows. Tola benachris, Rameir omer benachris haru'uya liros. Rameir says that you're tola benachris when she's ru'uya to see dam nidus, meaning she's already a nara. So Rav Sheshes says, Rafil Rameir lo kamarela beru'uya liros, alvaro lo itzrich. Even Rameir only requires that she be a nara, that she be old enough to potentially have seen dam, but you don't need to know that she's already menstruating. You don't need to know that she's already seeing dam. So isn't that against Rav? So Amar Rav v'tizbra, Rameir l'chumra, Rameir l'kula. You think Rameir is coming to tell me a chumra, that the Tanakama held that she could even be a 4-year-old, and Rameir says, no, you can only be told in an achris who's 12 years old. No, Rameir is coming to tell me a kula. Titania ain't a tola benachris. The Braisa says that a woman who lends her garment to an achris and you find a kesem is not able to be told of the kesem that it came from an achris. Rameir omer tola, and Rameir says, yes, you can be tola. So you see that the Braisa is telling us Rameir is being makil. Ella kashahach. Yeah, but then what do you do? If you say that Rameir is coming to be Mekil, the first brisa is difficult because it sounds like Rameir is being Machmir. So Tritzachi, the way to answer up the brisa, and also in the same breath, answer up Rav, is Vihi Sharoa, that when do we say that you could be told of Benachris, Dafka, if she is already Roa Dabnidus? And Rameir Ambruyuli Rosaf Pishenera, Rameir says, no, I'm coming to be more Mekil. You could be told of Benachris Liros, even if she's only Ru'uya Liros, even if she hasn't actually seen Dam. So now we understand the second Brisa as well. The Tanakhama says, Eino Tola B'Nachris, it means a Nachris that's Ru'uya Liros, but hasn't actually seen Dam yet. It's, and Tanakhama holds, you can only be Tola B'Nachris Haroa. And then Rameir says, Tola, yes, you can be Tola B'Nachris, provided that she's Ru'uya Liros. She doesn't have to have actually seen Dam, but she has to be Ru'uya Liros. But at least she has to get to that stage where she's Ru'uya Liros. So therefore, when Rav said that you can't be Tola B'Nachris unless she's already Roa, Rav is just going straight like the Tanakhama. So that's perfectly fine. Rav works out perfectly fine. Okay, so the Mishnah and the Gemara up until now discussed the case where you lent your garment, a woman lent her garment to a Nida, that Mikra Din, if the Nida sees Dam for all 7 days, she's only Tavelis at the end of the 7 days anyway. So she became a Nida by starting to bleed on Sunday. So you lent your garment to her on a Monday. So if you say that she bled on Monday, it doesn't change her status at all. She's still not going to be able to go to the mikveh until Motzai Shabbos. So now the Gemara is going to discuss, yeah, but what if you didn't lend your garments to a Nida, but to a woman during the Yemei Ziva, where if she sees 1 or 2 days, she's only a Zava Katana, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, where she only has to count one more day, and then she could be Tovel in the beginning of the next day. But if she sees for a third consecutive day, then she becomes a Zava Gadola, she's going to require Shiva Nekiyim. So the Gemara discusses a brisa with his machlokas tanaim. Can you be tola kesem on someone who's ready becheskas tuma? But by being tola on them, you're suggesting that their tuma should become more severe, that they should be elevated to require to be a zava gadol, to require shiva nekiyim. So Tanu Rabbanan, the brisa tells us as follows: you lend your garment tola b'shomeres yom keneged yom b'sheni shela. You can be tola b'shomeres yom keneged yom on the second day of her shomeres yom keneged yom, meaning a zava katana that sees for only 1 day, and she has a din of a Shomeres Yom Hasheni to make sure that she doesn't see Dam on the Yom Hasheni, and then she'll be able to be Tovel right away. And if she hasn't yet gone to the mikveh, the owner of the garment could be Tola that maybe the blood came from that woman who's on her second day trying to make sure she doesn't see Dam. It's going to mess her up a little bit, because now she's going to have to be Shomeres one more yom, meaning now she saw Dam in 2 days, she's going to have to be Shomeres that third day. Yeah, but you're not fundamentally changing her status of Tumah by being telling her she was a Zava Katana, she is a Zava Katana. So you're not fundamentally changing her status. Ubusoferes Shiva Shelo Tavla. You're also allowed to be Tola Kesem on a Zava Gadola that saw Dam for 3 days in a row and now has to count Shiva Nekiyim before she goes to the mikveh, if she hasn't yet gone to the mikveh. So you could say, oh, the blood came from her. Aye, but now you're going to really mess her up, because by being Tola in her, it's going to be so ser her Shiva Nekiyim, it's going to ruin her Shiva Nekiyim, she's going to have to start counting all over again. But she's Tame anyway, meaning since she's Tame anyway, you could be Tola in her. L'fichach, hi mesukenes, v'chaverta mekulkeles. So this is a case of Taliyah, where the woman who's being Tola is now going to be fine, and she's really messing up the other party. She's really messing up her friend who she's being Tola in. Divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel, that is the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel. But Rabbi Omer, eino Tola, l'fichach shtein mekulkeles. Rabbi says, no, you can't mess up somebody else. You can't say, I'm going to be Tola, the blood must have come from that other person, when there's a cost to that other person. That other person is now going to be Tamei for longer. And because you can't be Tola, so it doesn't turn out that everybody's okay. No, it turns out that everybody's Mekulkalos. Since we can't be Tola, we have to assume that they're both Tamei, both the owner of the garment and the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, or the woman who's counting Shiva Nekiyim. They both need to assume the worst. The Shavin Shatol B'Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom Berishon Shala, Ubi Yosheva Saldam Tohar, Ubi Besula Shadmet Tahorin. But if it's really not going to affect the other woman, then everyone agrees they're allowed to be Tola. For example, a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom who's still on the day that she saw Dam. So if she saw Dam on Sunday morning, and then Sunday afternoon you lend her the clothing, you can say, okay, that came from her. Because anyway, she's going to have to be Shomeres Yom Sheni. She's going to have to be Shomeres Monday. So it doesn't change her status at all. Or Yosheva Saldam Tohar. Yosheva Saldam Tohar means that in the 33 days after the first week of giving birth to a boy, or the 66 days after the first 2 weeks of giving birth to a girl, where she can see all the dam in the world and she's going to be Torah anyway. So then you can say, yeah, the blood came from her, because it won't make an ounce of difference to that the blood came from her. or a basula that's the dama taharin. A basula where we assume that dam basula me ikar adin is really dam nida. So you could say is really a damaka rather, is not dam nida. So you could assume that yeah, this came from her and it's really her dam basulin. Now it happens to be bismanenu. We are no longer, well, none of this applies because we assume everyone's a sabah gadol and requires shuv and nikiyum. But we no longer have either of these kulas of dam tohar nor of dam basulin. It's unclear exactly. It's machlokes rishonim exactly at what stage in history we started to be machmir about dam tohar. We started to say yeah that he led us even if she bleeds between day 7 and day 40 after a zachar, day 14 and day 80 after a nekeva, that she's still going to be tamea. Some rishonim suggest it's part of the chumras Rabbi Zeira, that benos shalach chmir alatz, when it comes from the time of the Gemara, that the afilu tipas dam kechardel, that they always assume. So the chumra of Rabbi Zeira was not only that a woman is going to be tameh when she otherwise that a woman is rather going to be a zava gadola when she otherwise really should have only been a nida or a zava katana, a tibistam kechardol, but it's beyond that. It's even when a woman would have been totally tahora that the chumra of Rabbi Zeira says she's a zava gadola, like during the Yemei Tohar. Other Rishonim say no, the chumra of Rabbi Zeira was only take a woman who's tameh anyway and say now her level of tumah is going to be treated like that of a zava gadola. But to take a woman who is not tameh, a woman who's purely, who's really tahora midah raisa, and say that she's a zava gadola, that didn't come from Rabbi Zeira. That only came in the times of the Rishonim. The Rambam writes that there are certain Ashkenazi countries where they're nohag to still observe Yemei Tohar, that they still observe the Yemei Tohar. And the Rama writes in Darkei Moshe, not in Ashkenaz, as far as I know. He says this is not something that we do anymore. So at some point in the times of the Rishonim, it must have changed this idea of being machmir about the Yemei Tohar. Meaning we started to be machmir about the Yemei Tohar. Anyway, lefichat Rav Shimon Gamliel lamali. Does Rav Shimon Gamliel need to say lefichat hi mesukenes v'chaverta mekulkeles? He already said that the owner of the garment could be told of the kesem in the other person. So it's pashut that the owner of the garment is mesukenes and the other one is mekulkeles. Mishum derebi, because Rav Shimon Gamliel, he didn't have to say it. It's only because Rebbe said lefichach. Okay, lefichach to Rebbe lamali. Why did Rebbe have to say lefichach when he says lefichach shtein mekulkalos? He already said that the balas achaluk is not able to be tola in the kesem that belongs to the kesem must have come from the other person. So obviously, then they're both mekulkalos. Now, ma'ad teima he d'shtakach kesem gaba tiskalkel v'idachlo tiskalkel. Kamash Milan, I might have thought that the result of saying that you cannot be tola in the other party is to say that whoever found the kesem, that's the one that's going to be tameh, and the other person is totally fine. That you could pretend they didn't, that you could assume that they didn't see anything. So it's a chiddush that Rebbe says the fichach shtei mekul kalos, that since it could have just as easily come from either party, even though one of them is the one who found it, they're both mekul kalos. We assume that they're both going to be tameh. Okay, so we have a case in the first paragraph of Masechet Pesachim and elsewhere in Shas that talks about shnei shvilim, one path that's tar, one path that's tameh, and you don't know which guy, Reuben and Shimon, each walked through a path. You don't know which guy went through which path. If each one comes and asks the shaila separately, so we tell each one, safek tum bershus rabim, tahar, you're perfectly fine. But if they both come to ask the shaila at the same time, or one of them comes to ask alav v'yal chavero, he asks the shaila on behalf of both of them, so then we say that they're both tameh, because you can't say that they're both tahar, because that's kichuch v'tulul, that's going to make the whole process look like a joke. We know one of them is absolutely tameh. So Gemara discusses, What if Reuven and Shimon were not both tahar previously? One of them was tahar, one of them was tameh, and then they go through shnei shvilim, where one path is tahar, one path is tameh, and then they come ask the shaila at the same time. So that's machlokas amoraim. If Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe would disagree about that as well, that you could be told of the tameh path in the tameh person, just like we have over here, that you could be told of the kesem in the person who's anyway tameh. So Amar Rav Chista, tameh b'tahar shalchu b'shnei shvilim. You have a tameh person and a Torah person that go through two paths. Echotar ve'echotame. One of these paths is Torah, and one of them has a kever in it. It's a tame. So, but in machlokas, Rabbi Rav Shmuel Gamliel, it's totally in the same exact machlokas. According to Rabbi, that you cannot be told of the kesem in a Shemeres Yom Kenegad Yom, b'sheni shela, or a woman who's during Shiva Nikiyim, because why should you mess her up and set her back? So over here also, you can't say that Dafka the Tame went through the path that's Tame, and because the Tar person went through the path that's Tar, and therefore they're both going to be Tame. And according to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, that you can be told a kesem in someone who's already Tame, even though you're messing them up a little bit, you're making their lives a little bit more difficult, but since they're already Becheskas Tuma, you're allowed to be Tola the Tuma in them. So over here also, if one of these fellows is Tame, you could be Tola the Tuma in him. So Mask Ravada Ad Kol Nokam Rabbi Hasam Eldet Ravayu Ki Adadin Inu Hacha May Nafkal Amina. He says, wait a second, we only find that Rabbi says this by a Kesem where the owner of the garment is not able to be Tola the Kesem in the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom on her second day, because both of these women are Becheskas Tara, they're not Mukulkalos, because even Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom is, even though she's still Tame, even though she is Tame in the sense that she's Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, but she's Becheskas Tara, because on day two she can go to the mikvah and become Tara whenever she wants. I mean, the halacha is she's allowed to go to the mikvah during the day, she doesn't have to wait till the day is over. It's just that if she sees again that day, it will continue her status, and we're going to have to keep cheshbon to see if she's going to become a Zav Gadola. But right now, if she wants to go to the mikvah, she'd be totally tahora. But hach over here by tamei on a person who's tamei meis anyway on the first day of his yimei tumah, my nafkalan mina, what kilkul will come out for him if you say that he's a tamei guy who walked through a tamei path? He didn't count anything. He's gonna have to wait. It's gonna take 7 days to go through the tara process anyway, so that he really loses nothing. Rav Chisda sof ihi tevila baya, and Rav Chisda would say, yeah, but a shomer shem kenegad yom still requires tevila, and up until the moment she does that tevila, you cannot say that she's becheskas tahora. True, she has it biyada, it's in her koach, it's in her capacity, in her ability to become tahora, but she's not tahora. Itmar, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Tamei v'tahor, afilu tahor v'taloi. If you have one person that's Tamei, one person that's tahor, or even one person that's tahor, and another person that is a safek tuma, shalchu b'shnei shvilin echad tamei v'echad tahor, that went through the two paths, and one of those paths is tamei. Tola tamei b'taloi. The tamei person, the tamei path could be assumed to have been the one that the taloi person went through, v'tahor b'tahor, and the tahor path we assume was traversed by the tahor person l'divrei hakol, and that's even according to Rabbi. Just like Rav Ada said before, that which Rabbi holds that you can't be tola in a shomeres yom keneged yom b'sheni shela is because she's considered becheskas tahora, because she has the ability to go to the mikvah. So when you're tola the tuma in her, it's going to mess her up. But over here, the person who's tame or the person who's even tola is not becheskas tahara, because they don't have the ability to be mitara themselves on the spot. So then even Rebbe is going to be moda that you're allowed to be tola the tame path in them. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss what if you find a woman finds a kesem, can she be tola that kesem in another woman who's only Tamei Mishum Kesem, who on a Daraisa level is not Tamei at all? Her only Tuma is only on a Drabana level because of Kesem. So, by me, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yudabar Levi, Mal Litos Kesem Bekesem. Can I be Tola a Kesem, a stain found on the garment, in a woman who anyway already saw a Kesem? Salibid Rabbi Lotibayelach, Hashtag Ma Hasim de Kochazi Migufa, Amrit Eina Tola. According to Rabbi, even a woman who saw Dam Minaguf, she cannot be Tola. You're not allowed to be told a kesem in her. Hacha, over here, where Deme Alma Ka'asi, where all you found is a kesem, you don't even know that any blood came out of her body. Lo Kolshkein, you certainly cannot be told in a balas a kesem. Kiti Baila Chalid Rav Shmuel Gamliel. The whole shaila is only within Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Do we say, Hasamud the Kachazi Megufa Talia, that maybe Dafka by Shomeres Yom B'Sheni Shala, you could be told your kesem in her because you know that she has seen Dam from her body? But Hacha, Deme Alma Ka'asi, Lo Talia. But but over here, where even the woman who's in the more tame state has only found a kesem, or maybe it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is the other woman's tame anyway, so it's not costing her anything by saying that this kesem came from her. Samalei ain't tolin. Now you cannot be told in a row of kesem. Matam lefish ain't tolin, because you can't be told. So it's not abundantly clear that tumas kesem that she's tame with. It does not make her becheskas roadam, and the issue is not only how much you're going to ruin her life, because remember, at the end of the day, if you can't be told, you're going to ruin her life anyway, meaning you're going to ruin her anyway, they're both going to be mukulkalos. So it's not only about how much you're going to ruin her life, it's whether she has a status of cheskas tumma, that we're told hakilkul b'mukulkal, we're told that which can go wrong with the one who has the status already of something having gone wrong. But a woman who's a roa kesem is not considered becheskas roa. So the Gemara asks from a brisa, Eisveis, so Rabbi Yochanan asks Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi from the following brisa, Ein tolen kesem bekesem. You're not allowed to be told on one kesem on another person who saw a kesem. But if she lent her garment to a non-Jewish woman or to someone who's yosheves al hakesem, harezu tolaba, then you're allowed to be tola. So what? Haguf akasha. It's a direct stira from one line of that price to the next. Reisha amrit ain tolin. First we said you cannot be tola a kesem you found in a balas hakesem, in another woman who saw a kesem. And then sefer amrit tolin. And then the very next line said, if you're Hishila Chaluka to a Nakris or Yosheves ala Kesem, that you can be Tola. So Lokasha, Harabi, Haramishum Liel, the two lines of this price reflect two different shitos. That the Resha that says you cannot be Tola Kesem, Bekesem is Rebbe, who holds you cannot be Tola in the Shomer's Yom B'Sheini Shala. And the Seifa is Ramishum Liel, where it says that you could be Tola in Yosheves ala Kesem, because he holds you could be Tola in the Shomer's Yom on Sheini Shala. So you could be Tola in Yisharoa Kesem as well. Ikuta Amri, or another way to explain this brisa, Hava HaRebi. Both parts of the brisa are assuming like Rebbe that you cannot be told on the Shomeres Yom B'Sheini Shala, but Ha B'Rishot Shala, Ha B'Sheini Shala. The safe of the brisa that says you can be told on Yosheves Al Kesem is talking about where she's Shomeres Yom on her first day, which means she doesn't have the ability to go to the mikveh yet. So she's B'Cheskas Tumma, so that's why you can be told in her. But a Shomeres Yom on the Sheini Shala, on her second day, where she hasn't yet seen for a second day yet, so she could go to the mikveh right now and she could become Tara. She's B'Cheskas Tara. Ravashi Yomar, Hava Harim Shomim Liel. Ravashi says, now I'll give you a third way to understand this brisa, that both the Reisha and the Sefer of the brisa are similar to Shomim Liel, that you could be told in a Shomeres Yom B'Sheini Shala, below Kasha, and it's still not a Kasha between the Reisha and the Seifa, because Kan Mafreya, Kan Lahaba, that when the Seifa says that you could be told of the Kesem on a woman who's already seen the Kesem, that's only as far as Taros that she dealt with before she found the Kesem, that they should remain B'cheskas Tahara, because that will not ruin the Balas HaKesem. She was and has been Tameh, so it's not going to ruin anything to say that the Taros she has been dealing with are Tameh. But Kan Lahaba, when it says in the Reisha that you cannot be told in another woman who's Roa Kesem, that's as far as the Tumma of the owner of the garment itself going forward because of this Kesem. That if you were to be Tola in the Balas HaKesem, then in the Balas HaKesem, if you were to be Tola in the woman who saw the Kesem, the Balas HaKesem would be ruined by that, because she's going to have another day of Tumma to add on that she's now going to have to worry about. So that's why you're not allowed to be Tola in her. But bottom line is, whichever of the three interpretations you want to give, Mikol Makom Kasha, however you want to be Matari to the Bryce, it's going to be Kasha and Rabbi Debar Levi, who said that even according to Rishon Leel, you cannot be Tola a Kesem B'Kesem. The Bryce makes it very clear that you can be Tola a Kesem B'Kesem in some circumstance, right? We have three ways of explaining what exactly that circumstance is, but there is some circumstance where you can be Tola a Kesem in a Balas a Kesem. So it says Mar Amravina Lo Kasha. It wasn't telling me two separate cases in the Brisa. It's not a steer from the Reisha to the Seifa. The Reisha says you cannot be Tola a Kesem Bekesem. That's in any circumstance, that's even according to Rishon Liel, and it's not a Kasha at all. When the Seifa says, Hishila Chaluka Lenachris, Oli Yosheves Ala Kesem, that you can be Tola, it means if you're Mashal Chaluka Lenachris, who's Ru'uya Liros, and the owner of the garment then finds a kesem, so the balas kesem, harezu tola ba. The owner of that garment where the stain was found can be tola in the nachris. It's one case. It's not talking about you either lent your garment to a nachris or you lent your garment to a woman who's ro'al kesem. No, you lent your garment to a nachris, and therefore you, the balas kesem, the woman who found the kesem on the garment now, can be tola in that nachris. Aye, but that's not what it says. V'ha'o liyosheves al kesem katani. It says, oh. The oh means it's the second case. Safi kamar. O liyosheves al dam tohar. Balas kesem tolaba. There's some words missing. It's you lent your garment to a nachris or another woman that it wouldn't affect her in any way to say that she saw dam, like a yosheves al dam tohar. And then the balas kesem can be tolaba. The owner of the garment who found the kesem can be tolaba in that other party who's not going to be affected at all by this tumah. Okay, said the Mishnah that shalosh shalav, should we say that if three women wear the same garment or they sat on the same stone bench? So we said that if they sit on the same stone bench, then Rabbi Nechemiah is metaher when they find the stain on it. Why? Sure, Rabbi Nechemiah, because we said Rabbi Nechemiah holds anything that's not mekabel tuma is not mekabel ksamim. The chamor never goes or kesem on something that's not mekabel tuma. So I'm a master. My time is Rabbi Nechemiah. Where does Rabbi Nechemiah get this from? So remember, we gave svaras, Tosfos, and the Rashba, tichsiv, a pasuk. Pasuk says v'niksa la'aretz teishev. And we darshan kaven shiyashal la'aretz niksa. Since she sat on the ground, and the ground is not mekabel tuma, she is naki from any sort of tuma. So the Gemara brings other situations where Rabbi Nechemiah's metar ksamim, where on things that are in mekabel tuma. Amar v'nu merchinin metar Rabbi Nechemiah afilu ba'chorei klecheres. Let's say you find a stain on the outside of a klecheres. Now klecheres can become tame, but only becomes tame migabo, not me'achorim. It only comes tame from the inside. It has a chumrah about how it becomes something from the inside, even if nothing touches it on the inside. It's just in the airspace. The tumah dangles in the airspace of a klicharis and becomes tameh, but it has this massive kula that it can't become tameh from the outside. So what if you find a kesem on the outside of a klicharis? Rabbi Nechemiah is mitaher that as well. Says Mar Pshita. Of course he's mitar that. Why not? Meaning it's not a kabbal tumah. So ma'ad detem l'gzer gabo atu tocho kamash melon. I might have thought we made a gezeva that we should be metame a kesem that's found on the outside of a klicheres atu a kesem that's found on the inside of a klicheres. So kamash melon, we don't make any such gezeva. Amar Rabaye, another case where Rabbi Nechemiah was mitar. Mitar Rabbi Nechemiah b'matlanios shein ben sholosh al sholosh. If you have shmatas that are less than a shear of three etzbaos by three etzbaos, because they are not ra'i to be used for anything, not for aniyim and not for ashirim. They're not even good to be used for a handkerchief, and therefore they're not called the real beged, and they're not mekabel tuma. And since they're not mekabel tuma, a kesem is not going to be a problem when it's found on them. That we pass like Rabbi Nechemiah, something that's not mekabel tuma is not mekabel ksamim. Amalei Rav Nachman Abba Tani Maisa B'lifnei Chachamim. He says my father taught a brisa that there was a case where women found the kesem of something that's not mekabel tuma, and they brought it to the chachamim v'timum, and the chachamim were metame the women. So I have a tradition from my father that there were metame cases on something that's not mekabel tuma, and you're telling me that the halachas like Rabbi Nechemiah? Says Rav Maihi. We'll give some details over here. What is the brisa where the chacham were metame women when they found kesem and davashen and makabel tuma? Give more detail, and then maybe we'll be able to explain. You have two women that were using a handmill. They were grinding with a handmill, and they were standing next to each other, and then they found a kesem. V'nimtza dam tachas apnimis. They found dam underneath the woman who was closer to the mill. Shteyan tameos. They are both going to be tameos, even the woman who's further from the mill, because the chitzonis pushes herself closer in toward the mill as they're doing their work, and therefore you don't know which woman the dam came from. Tachas hachitzonah, but if you find the dam underneath the woman toward the outside, hachitzonah tameh v'apnimis ta'ora, then only that woman is tameh, but the one who's closer in toward the mill is going to be ta'ora, because she would never have pushed herself further away. Benatayim, if you find the kesem between the two of them, shtei and tameos, they're both tameh. Hayimaisim v'nimtza dam al sfasa shalom bati. One time they found dam on the edge of the bathhouse of the bath where two women were bathing, val ola shel zayis b'shoshem asikos, or on an olive leaf when asikos is tanur, when two women were lighting up the oven, b'maislef nei chacham v'timum, and the chacham were metame the women in that case. So from that price, you see that even if a kesem is found on a davar sheino mekabel tumah, it's tame anyway, because an ala shel zayis, an olive leaf, is not mekabel tumah. And nevertheless, we say that they were mekabel the kesem, they were mekabel the women who found the kesem, an ala shel zayis. And we also see that Rabbi Nechemya is mitar, a woman who finds a kesem on davar sheino mekabel tumah, he's a das yachid, and he's going against the rabbi, because the Brisa doesn't just say somebody was metame, it says that the chachamim were metame such nashim. So how can you tell me halach krabi nechemia, that to say halach krabi nechemia, if it's a machlokas, that you're allowed to do, because halach mechal de palik sounds like that there are people that argue, and that's fine, but to say that we're going to pass on krabi nechemia against the chachamim, that's difficult to accept. Says Gemara Tanayhi, it's really machlokas tanayim, whether there are rabbim that disagree with Rabbi Nechemya. Detanya, because there's another brisa that says, you're right, there's someone that disagrees with Rabbi Nechemya, but it's not the Chachamim. Rabbi Yaakov mitame, Rabbi Nechemya mitair, vahoru Chachamim k'Rabbi Nechemya. That it's Rabbi Yaakov that was mitair, meaning there is a person with a name, it's a single individual who disagrees with Rabbi Nechemya. And therefore, we have every right to pass like Rabbi Nechemya, and the Chachamim, in fact, do pass like Rabbi Nechemya. So when Rab says, Allah Rabbi Nechemya, he feels like this brisa that the Chachamim also held like Rabbi Nechemya, and therefore Rabbi Nechemya is the das of the rabbim, not the das of a yachid. Okay, next mishnah. Three women were sharing a bed. You found dam under one of them. All of them are tameos. But achas one of them says tameya, he tameya shein tars. But if one of them does a bedika and finds that she's tameya anyway, so we assume the dam came from her, and the other women are taros. V'tolo zubazo. In all the cases that you find a kesem amongst many women, if one of them is not ru'ya liros, like a woman is pregnant and the other woman is ru'ya liros, so the one who's not ru'ya liros can be told of the dam in the one that is ru'ya liros. So, and if all the women find a kesem are all not ru'ya liros, so we view them all as if they are ru'ya liros, and therefore they're all going to become tameh. So I'm Rav Damrav Vushab. When you say that if one of them does a bedika, so as soon as she does a bedika and she finds dam, we assume she's the one that's the problem. So that's only if she finds the dam immediately, b'shir veses, from when they get up. Savrla barpada da amar, savrla ki barpada. This is assuming like barpada da amar kol shabaa lo bechatos taroseh tameos. That any time a woman sees dam after she's had tashma shamita, if the husband would be chayev chatos for that bia, meaning the dam was found so soon after the bia that we are certain that he had bia with a nida, then we're going to say taroseh tameos. Mm-hmm. That if she touched taros and shir vesas, she sees dam, the taros that she touched are tameos, and you would have to burn those taros. But bala ba'ashim talui, if we're not so certain that she was already a nida at the time of the tashmish, and therefore the husband's only going to be chayev ashim talui, it's a suffix whether is a bowl in a nida or not, then taroseh tulios. Then we're going to be told the taharos. Meaning we're not going to say with certainty that her taros, that she touched her tummy. Bala pater, if it was a long, far enough away from when they had the tashmish, that she finds the dam, that the husband would be pater, then taroseh taros. That same amount of time in between when she dealt with taros and finds the dam, we're going to say those taharos are fine. Rabbi Yoshi amar afilu bala b'chatos, taroseh tulios. Even if we would be mechayev the husband of chatos, the taros are only tamei misafek, they're not tamei tumas vaday. So Rav Oshaya is mechalek between the halachos of Batka Bashir Vesas, Legabe the Baal, where we say that she's considered a Nida Vadai, and he was Babal Anida, and he's Chayev Achatas, and Taharos, where we say, nah, we're not so sure that the Taharos that she touched in that period of time are in fact Tame. So why? Bishla Mahasam Emer Shamish Akve Ladam, Aval Hacha Im Isa Davidam, Man Akve. So says Gemara, because I understand when you want to be Matami, the woman, the Mafreya, when she sees Dam Bashir Vesas after the husband was Boel her, because you say that the dam must have already been there b'shas bia. Why didn't you see it at shas bia? Because there was something in the way. She was in the middle of having tashmish. But over here, when it comes to taros, there was nothing in the way. If the dam was really there when she was being osik b'taros, so why didn't we find the dam when she was being osik b'taros? So it turns out that Barpada and Raboshia disagree about a woman who's osik b'taros, and as soon as she's poresh, they find the dam b'shir vesas. According to Barpada, we say the dam was already there when she was osik b'taros, and therefore those taros are tamei b'taros. And Rav Oshia says, no, it's only a suffix. The Taros are only Tamei Misafik. So the Tana of our mission that says that women could be Tola in Dam. dam that you find between them, if one of the women checked herself and finds Bashir Veses that she's Tameya, holds like Barpada, that Mitzias dam, Bashir Veses, causes a Tumas Vadai Lemafreya. And that's why the other women can be told in her. But according to Rav Oshia, that Mitzias dam, Bashir Veses, is not Metameya, but Tumas Vadai. So in the case of our Mishnah, the other women cannot be Talaba because she's Tameya Lemafreya only Misafek. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah Moshel de Rabbi Yoshua Lemadar Doma. Rabbi Yoshua, who came up with this Svara, that if while she was having Bia, we wouldn't have found the dam because there was something in the way. What's in the mashal to Lielid Vizakin Shrey Malcolm Bedarach? Imagine a young person and an old person traveling outside of a city. Kolzman Shrey Bedarach Yelid Shoelavo. As long as they're traveling, the child is walking slowly and he's waiting for the older person. But Nichnasu Liir. But once they get to the city, the Zakin goes toward his house, the Yelid goes toward his house, they're not walking together anymore. Yelid Mimar Lavo, so the kid's going to run off. Vamar Abay, the assumption is as long as with the old person, he's going to have the Derech Eretz to wait for the old person. Vamar Abay, Moshel Rav Oshaya Lamar Dovadome, Lodim Shinosin Etzba Ba'ayin. That Rav Oshaya is like a person who puts a finger in the eye that causes your eye to tear. So calls mancha etzba ba'ayin dimasho alavo. If as long as you leave the finger in the eye, you're not yet tearing. Not ala etzba, but as soon as you remove the finger, right away dimam meheres lavo, the tear is going to come. So that's the assumption that while the tashmish is going on, the dam isn't coming out yet. As soon as the tashmish is over, that's when the dam is coming out. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots at the bottom tomorrow.